Although the pure truth has never been stated, nevertheless it has never been lost. Its existence does not depend upon human statement, but upon human sensitivity. In this, it is unlike all other knowledge. And this week's opening quote comes from Paul Brunton. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. Well, the world certainly is being played at the moment, folks, not the least of which is the United States. Things are certainly heating up on the ground here with the Antifa movement and the political theatre that's going on along with it. Bannon walking out of office, senators putting forth motions of impeachment for Donald Trump, posturing against Russia, posturing against China as well. And as I said, this Antifa movement, which is disguising itself as a freedom movement, but really it's just another fascist movement, as we've seen erupt in other countries. For example, the way we have seen with the radical hard left in Germany. The Antifa movement is not about quelling racism, it's about creating racism, and it's about creating tensions on the ground and pitting people against each other. But of course, underlying that is a much darker agenda, which is the gradual dismantling of America. We've seen this with the move to remove Confederate statues under the guise of speaking out against racism, which of course is complete rubbish. It's not about that at all. It's about destroying American heritage, because once they finish with the Confederate statues, they will be moving on to other statues as well. There's always a reason to remove the statue of George Washington. After all, he was a radical, and of course Abraham Lincoln was a slave owner. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons to start removing these statues if Antifa has its way, and of course that is the direction they will take it. And it's very predictable that this would be happening, folks. And right along with all of the hysteria over the eclipse, and the eclipse, of course, was just another eclipse, but now everybody's waiting for the big event that's going to happen on September 23rd to follow the eclipse. So everything is always about keeping you distracted and keeping you waiting for something which is just around the corner. It's always the way, as is this theater of war with North Korea, nuclear war with North Korea. This is so far out of the question, folks, it's just not going to happen. It's more theater for the masses, and all of this is escalating right on cue as we knew it would, right while this whole 5G smart grid that I've been focusing on so much for the last few shows is being rolled out, because that is the big event that's really happening, and that's happening under the carpet while people are seeing the world theater just explode onto the stage with devastating effect. In fact, we've got so much going on the world stage now that it's quite difficult to keep up with. And it's interesting just how much has been revealed. It really is, especially when you go back and look at all of the research we've done over so many years. You look at back where this movement started. I mean, really, if you want to look at the truth movement, this freedom movement, whatever you want to call it, that really started in earnest with the 9/11 attacks, the truth movement that erupted from that. But even going back before that, looking into ancient history and trying to figure out how we got here and where we're going, there's been so many people that have uncovered so much, and there's been so many rabbit holes to go down and so many people to point the finger at, and so much speculation about what really happened, what led us here, and where we are really going. There's been a lot of ideas that have been put forward, a lot of concepts explored, but it's only really been recently that the veil has completely fallen down and the ultimate direction of mankind has been revealed. The real game that the ruling kakistocracy has been playing has been revealed. I mean, we've always known that it's been about slavery, it's been about control, it's been about curtailing the human experience as much as possible. Basically, people farming is what we're seeing in the world. But the revelations that have come with the smart grid, the revelations that have come out recently about the third strand DNA computers they're creating, the quantum computers, what CERN's really up to, what the chemtrails are really for, what Morgellons is really for, it's all been highly revealing. And this has all come about in the last few years. And of course, while all this is happening, it makes perfect sense for us to be seeing all this theatre of conflict happening, not only theatre of conflict in as much as wars, but also political conflict and just conflict in general, like we've seen with this Antifa movement and all of the other domestic problems that have been manifesting as a result. And as I said earlier, folks, this is about the dismantling of America. It's very, very important to the powers that believe they be, to the controlling hand that wants to turn the whole world into one giant corporation, that they break the spirit of America, that they break the back of America. This is going to be done through civil war if they can get it, or any other means they can find to destabilize people on the ground. I mean, they've been pushing the people in America towards civil war for a long time, and it hasn't really worked. So now we see this Antifa movement really pushing to create conflict and to really widen the gap between races and widen the gap between the people and the government and the people and the police force. The Antifa movement is very deliberately attempting to drive a wedge between the people and the establishment. I mean, sure, there's a difference between us already. We don't like the government. The government's been doing bad things. But still, there's a lot of people in the police force. There's a lot of people in government that really would like to side with the people if they were able to. And the Antifa movement is doing all it can to prevent that from happening. It really wants to portray any move against the government as being a militant move, something that will need riot police and the National Guard and the military on the street and anything else they can think of to keep the people in check. It's all about control, ladies and gentlemen. It always is. All of these things are contrived. And as I said, it's very important that they do this to America because they need to disarm the American people. That is imperative to the powers that believe they be. They'll never be able to bring this globalist technocracy online if the people of America are allowed to keep their arms. Really, the only thing that's preventing the United States invading Iran or anything is the fact that the people of the United States simply wouldn't tolerate it, I don't think. There's too many people that are ready to rise up against the government now. And so the government needs to create this militant movement like Antifa in order to create excuses for tightening gun laws and tightening domestic terrorism laws and all sorts of stuff like this. This is why they're trying to get Antifa classed as a domestic terrorist organization. Of course they are, because they need to have a registered domestic terrorist organization, someone that is protesting against government, and use this to vilify and effectively outlaw any response against the system. All of these movements are played, and the government and the powers that believe they be are usually three steps ahead of the people, if not five. So it's very important to pay attention to this sort of thing when looking at these movements that are rising up. And look, all of these riots, all of these protests have been funded by Soros. All of the anti-Trump stuff that's been going on has been funded by Soros. I mean, Trump's an idiot anyway. He's not doing the right thing. Sure, he's maybe done a few things, but he's a player. He's a player the way everybody is a player. I don't expect he will make his first term. I said that way back in the beginning when he got elected. I think he was brought in to create the amount of instability we've seen on the ground now. I mean, the Antifa movement could never have come about if Donald Trump hadn't been elected. Everything is another domino, ladies and gentlemen. Everything leads to the next agenda. It's all part of the same plan. And really what I'm seeing unfold on the ground in the United States politically is no surprise, and it is in fact something that I mentioned way back in the beginning when he was first elected. And the Antifa movement is the perfect divide and conquer movement. It really is, because here you have a movement which is pitting the people against the government, and it's saying all the right things. Oh, we need to be anti-fascist and all of this sort of stuff. All the stuff that's going to appear to the radicals who really want to see the government gone. And yet it's being so extremist and hardline, pulling down monuments and all that sort of stuff, that of course it's going to estrange itself from all the patriots and all the people who want to bring America back to being America, who are also people who are speaking out against the government. So it creates that divide, it creates that wedge between the response, and it pits people not only against the government, but it pits people against each other. And like I said, it convinces the police that anybody who's speaking out against the government is simply a militant and is their enemy. And it won't be long before we will see police officers being hurt in these exchanges, being more hurt than they are already. And Antifa will be blamed for it, and of course this will cause the police to band together to protect themselves against this violent public, and that is the purpose of the Antifa movement. all the world is a stage, ladies and gentlemen, and all these movements are contrived. There has been a bit of a response that's happened. There's been a group called American Brand, and they have a website called AmericanBrand.org. And this is a group of people that seem like they're pretty down-to-earth, honest people that are just trying to create some sort of unity on the ground and band the people together to create some sort of a response. These are people that are realizing that America is pretty well in a state of war. And that's the problem, you know. We've been waiting for this whole war to happen for so many years. We've been waiting for the big war of East against West. We've been waiting for the war of the government against the people. And everyone thinks it's going to be this overt war. Everyone thinks there's going to be military on the streets, martial law, and all sorts of stuff. And that's how we're going to know that it happened. But it's already happened. It's been happening very, very slowly for a great many years. And they do it through little mechanisms which just create more instability and create the need for more laws, such as the Antifa movement, such as the Patriot movement, such as this, such as that. They do all sorts of things to just escalate the situation and turn the temperature up a little bit more. And we're seeing this happening on the ground now. And people that are waiting for the date of the 23rd of September, well, you may see something happen by the 23rd of September, but it won't be some cosmic event. It won't be the rapture or anything like that. What it will be a massive amount of instability that happens on the ground in the United States because the people are simply not paying attention to what their government is doing. And everyone is so distracted looking at the skies and looking here and looking there, looking elsewhere, waiting for something big to happen on the horizon. They're not seeing that this big thing is happening around them right now. The world is changing. Most especially the United States is changing. And it's happening in all countries. Australia is changing. England is changing. You notice they're bringing marijuana online in all countries now, folks. They're legalizing cannabis in virtually all Western countries. There's moves to make this happen in Australia as well. You might ask yourself, why now? Why now is every country on earth taking steps to legalize cannabis? What's this all about, folks? Do you think they really care about the people enough to just want to legalize it all of a sudden? Or are they doing it just to keep people happy, keep them distracted? All you people who are complaining about the government, here you go, here's your cannabis, go and get stoned, leave us alone, you'll be happy for another year or two, and you won't notice what's going on around you. You'll think that we're actually doing the right thing and becoming the good guys because we legalized your precious weed for you. And also, there's been a lot of information that's come out recently about how cannabis can actually cure cancer. I mean, I've cured cancer patients myself, and the government doesn't want you doing this either. So they will legalize weed, and they will legalize GM weed only, and they label it as medical cannabis. That way they cover themselves a little bit, and people think, well, the government is becoming aware of the healing properties of cannabis when they've actually known about them all along, which is why they banned it to begin with. And you'll forget about making oil, you'll forget about looking into it yourself, because you can just go to the dispensary and buy the government version of everything, and the government will destroy the healing properties of this plant, they'll destroy the spirit of the plant, and they will prevent people from ever being able to use it as a cure for these terminal diseases. They'll lead people right away from cannabis as a cancer cure and be leading them back to chemotherapy. Just smoke the cannabis and get stoned and go back to the chemo. They don't want people really understanding what the benefits of this plant are, and they don't really want people to notice what is going on around them while they are legalizing cannabis and pretending they are the good guys. That's what that's all about, ladies and gentlemen. They're legalizing the weed so you won't notice what else is going on, which again is this 5G grid. All of this theater that's happening all around the world, it's all to cover up the fact that this smart grid is being rolled out. And it's becoming so in your face now. It really is. You've seen the new Google Assistants that they're selling people now. You can get a little device, just hands-free, wireless device, sits on your coffee table, and you can ask it questions. That's right, folks. You can get this little device, put it in your lounge room, and it's listening to every single thing that happens in your house, and you can ask it questions when you need some assistance with anything. Forget about interacting with people. You don't need those creatures around, not if you've got your Google Assistant. And this is the way we are being led, ladies and gentlemen. There's also a new bot that's coming out called Replica. a new assistant you can get for your phone, which learns from you and becomes you. It basically steals your personality and it replicates you, so it knows how you think, so it can make decisions for you, so you don't have to make them for yourself. Folks, if you thought we were losing our kids to technology now, you just wait till you see where it's being taken. And if you care about the future and you care about the future of your children, take their smartphone away from them and don't let them have a smartphone. Everybody out there needs to throw away your smartphone. I know it's going to be hard for you to do, ladies and gentlemen, but your smartphone is destroying your life. Your smartphone is destroying not only your life, but the very fabric of this society and the very ability of humans to interact with each other. And you may think that's me being a little extreme, but no, it's not. That's what they are doing because that's what they are designed to do. And the best thing you can do for your children, the best thing you can do for the future of this planet, is to throw away your smartphone. And that is something that's going to be extremely difficult for people to do. It's something I've also got a lot of flack for lately. Of course I have. I've been saying this on the radio show that people need to put down their smart devices, and I've been getting a lot of flack for it, for people saying, here's this guy using technology to tell us to put down technology. And like I say, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm talking about is smart devices. The technology that I'm using to bring you this message is an old Windows 7 laptop. I don't use smart devices. I don't use credit cards. Smart devices and credit cards are the integral part of the control grid. Without these two things, the whole control grid cannot come online. You know, that's the thing. People that want an action plan, how do we stop the New World Order? You know, you're always bringing us problems, but you never bring us the solutions. Well, the solution is to stop using your smartphone and to stop using your credit card. That will at least buy us some time and allow us to lead humanity in a different direction. But at the moment, like I said, everyone's looking for this big military presence, this big in-your-face Big Brother government, so that they know the New World Order has come online. They're not realizing that it's come online already. It's just consolidating its power now. It's just gradually rolling things out, and it's just trimming things up around the edges, and it's making sure the lockdown is complete. But it's been going on for a very long time. We've been at war for many, many years, ladies and gentlemen. The war that has been waged against the people by the governments of this world and by the bankers of this world and by the ruling kakistocracy, it's been going on for decades, for centuries, in fact. But it's been going on in earnest for decades in the Western world. This is something that I said in my very first film, The Big Picture, back in 2008. When I said World War III has already started, it's just that people don't realize what World War III is. It isn't this big conflict that we're going to have with China or Russia. It's the war, the technological war that's being waged against the people, the surveillance system that's being put in place, the surveillance system that we are all buying into while we are distracted with the theatrics of politics and global conflict that we're seeing all around the world. And so much of it is contrived, and so much of it is not what you're told as well. You know, so much of the wars that we see on TV are simply theatrical plays and theatrical movements. You know, they just go in and bomb some place and set up a few soldiers around the place and fire a few bullets and tell you that there's a war going on. Most of it is just a human harvest that is going on, most of which is being run by people like Clinton and DynCorp, and none of which has been stopped by the Trump presidency. That's something people should be looking at as well with the Trump presidency. I mean, thinking that this guy is doing the right thing and how he's uncovered all this stuff and he's pulled back the veil of this and that, he hasn't done a damn thing. Honestly, he hasn't. I mean, what would you do if you went in there? If I went in there, I'd just expose the whole thing on the first day. I might get shot for it, but hey, I'd expose it anyway because that's the sort of person I am. I mean, if you're going to actually make change and drain the swamp, you don't go in there and beat around the bush. You go in there and do the right thing from day one, and he certainly hasn't done it. And I don't know why people can't look at this and see the theater that it is. Like I said, you wouldn't have had the Antifa movement created if Donald Trump hadn't have been there. You wouldn't have had an excuse to create the Antifa movement. And who does the Antifa movement serve? It only serves the agenda of the government, the agenda of the globalists. And it couldn't have come about without Donald Trump. So what was Donald Trump's purpose? Back when he was elected, I said his purpose is to create instability, and he will very likely be removed before he's completed his first term. And this is exactly what we're seeing. And you think about it, folks, they'd never be able to roll this grid out without all this conflict, without all this stuff happening around people to keep them distracted. They'd never be getting away with what they're doing with this 5G system. They'd never get away with what they're doing with the smart grid. I mean, presenting Donald Trump as the battling underdog, the president of the people, it's such a good play. It really is such a good play, but it's so obviously a play. And now you've got the Antifa movement and all this stuff happening on the ground. You've got the need for groups such as American Brand to rise up and combat what is happening with the Antifa movement, to make some sort of a stand against it. So there's all of these plays happening on the ground, which are all important on their own merit and on their own standing. But underneath it, you've got the smart grid. Underneath it, you've got this entire 5G system coming out, blanket saturation across the United States and across other countries as well. Just it will be the United States first. But they want to bring it in across America, across Australia, across Europe. It'll all go 5G. It'll all go smart. The whole thing is going smart. And they need all of this conflict on the ground for this to happen. How else would they get away with it? People would never allow this to happen if they weren't so distracted by all of this other stuff, which is, again, quite important. The people on the ground here in the United States can see their heritage being destroyed around them. They can see the way their country is being systematically dismantled around them, and they want to make a stand because they have to. But they cannot see that the people doing the dismantling don't really care about it. The ones that are really up about it and really emotional about it, they've just been programmed by the movement that they've joined. But the people that are running the movement, they don't care about it. They don't care about the monuments. They don't care about the heritage. They don't care about any of that. They just want to keep people distracted with theatre so that this whole smart grid can be rolled out and can come online. And we only have about 2 or 3 years to turn it around. That's the problem. That's why there has been so much division in the movement, why there has been so much infighting in the movement, and why there has been so many theatres of conflict, both on the political stage, on the global stage, and even on the emotional family stage. I mean, look at what we're facing with the whole transgenderization and the plastics and all the stuff that I went through on shows a couple of weeks ago. I mean, there's so many issues, folks, that are all designed to keep us distracted and to keep us fighting. And it has really snowballed in the last few years. I mean, think about things 10 years ago. We thought things were pretty wild and there was a lot of conflict and there was a lot of issues to deal with. But looking at the world now compared to what it was 10 years ago, I mean, 10 years ago, it was like we were in a picnic compared to what it is now. It's just escalated to a ridiculous degree, and you can see that it's all going to come to a head soon. It really is. And they can use these dates, such as the 21st of August to the 23rd of September, to escalate the conflict, and people will expect it to get worse because the prophecy says it was going to. And so again, a lot of people will look at it, they'll notice it happening, but they simply won't do anything about it because they are expecting it. And they'll go, oh, look, I was right, see. And there's so many people that are locked into the spy novel version of this reality. So many people in the movement, in the truth movement, the freedom movement, whatever we can call it, the great work we're doing, if it is a great work anymore, if it isn't just a mishmosh. But all these people, they just sit there and they wait for the next installment and they wait for the next thing to happen so they can sit there and air their vapors of moral superiority to their friends and say, look, see, I was right. But they're not really doing anything about it. And as I keep saying, folks, the best way to combat this system is through non-participation, non-compliance. Stop using your credit cards. Stop using your smartphones. Then you can spread information and just go and get involved in the real world. You'll find it's really different when you don't use credit cards and smartphones. You actually talk to people. You actually get involved with people. You actually have real conversations. You actually find that you're talking to the person at the checkout. You're actually interacting with other human beings. It's a whole new experience for young people, interacting with real human beings, folks. You should try it. It's an interesting concept. But we're getting led away from all of that, folks. We don't need to interact with real human beings. We can interact with our personal assistants. And now we can interact with a personal assistant which will agree with everything we do and everything we say because it will be like our own personality. That's really quite dangerous when you think of this replica app, the way it mimics your own personality, and it's going to create the most narcissistic personalities in people. I mean, imagine getting verification for the way you think from a bot that thinks like you. So everything you do is great because your bot says it's all good. It agrees with you. And if you want to have some sort of a argument or a fallout with one of your friends, your bot will assist you. Your bot will justify it for you. Your bot will agree with you. You'll be able to get agreement for every type of narcissistic or self-absorbed decision that you make from this bot, and the bot will virtually become you. And how much of your personality will you lose to the bot? It's basically stealing your personality. It's stealing everything about you. And this is really going to create sociopathic and narcissistic people. I mean, what other result could it possibly have? Discover your personality through your own bot. I mean, you need a bot to discover your personality? You don't know your personality for yourself? Isn't life about discovering this personality for yourself? Are they taking your life experience from you that completely now that they wish to even take your path to self-discovery from you? That's what this is doing, ladies and gentlemen. I really think parents should look at where their kids are being led, and I really think parents should start getting involved in the education system. That's something you can do if you really want to make a difference. Go out and get involved, ladies and gentlemen. Go to these parents and teachers meetings and have a word to your teachers and tell them that you want the school to go in a different direction. If the school tells you that they can't because of government directives, then get the government there and talk to them and tell them that you would want the school to go in a different direction as well. And let them know that you're not interested in what the government tells you. You're not interested in what the politicians say. The politicians work for you. The politicians should be more interested in what you say than what you are in what they say, because the politicians are the ones who are leading the world into this disastrous nightmare that we're being led into. But ultimately it's happening because people just won't get involved on the ground themselves. You know, everybody wants a solution, but they want someone to come along and hand it to them. They won't get involved. They won't go out and visit the school. They won't talk to the people. They won't talk to the politicians. They'll allow the politicians and teachers to tie them up in red tape and paper and forms and all sorts of stuff. They forget that they're just dealing with people. So talk to them like people. Realize that you have as much value as they do. Just because they're sitting behind a desk and they've got a suit on and they've got some fancy piece of paper in front of them does not mean they have any more value than you, does not mean they have the ability or the right to control the life and the direction of life of your children and of this entire species the way they're doing. That's what's happening, folks. It's happening because people's unquestioning belief in authority, their respect for people who wear suits, and their failure to really stand up for themselves and to get involved on the ground. That's what people have to do. It's our failure to get involved which has led the world to the state that we're in now. We need to rectify that. But I think it's break time, ladies and gentlemen, so I'll leave it there for now, and we'll go and have a break. Thank you for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company, and I'll be back to speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for sticking around. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah, getting involved, this is the solution to our problems. Anyone who wants a solution, well, that's the solution, ladies and gentlemen. Get involved. Realize that these people are your employees. You know, if you were to go to the school that is looking after your children for the day, and that's essentially what they're doing, they are looking after your children. They are custodians of your kids for the day. These are basically babysitters for you who are supposed to be educating your children on what you would like them to be educated about, which is real education. You want them to be able to read and write. You want them to know what's going on in the world and be able to think clearly, to be able to think for themselves. An education system which encourages critical thinking, encourages self-expression, encourages freedom of expression, encourages creative potential, finds the creative potential in the students and nurtures that and encourages that, finds what they're good at and encourages them to do as much of that as possible and to become very good at it so that they can make their way through life expressing the art of being who they are. That's what a proper education system would be. But it isn't. But that's what the people that run the education really are assigned and delegated to do. Now, when you go in and you talk to the principal at school there, the fact that the principal is sitting in an office behind a desk should indicate to you that that person is your employee. You don't have to go in there and do what they say. They have to do what you say, and as a responsible parent, you should go in and check up on your employees now and then, even randomly just go and check up on your employees and make sure that your kids are being looked after in the right way and they are being educated with the right things and the right information that you would like them to be receiving and the correct encouragement that you would like them to be receiving in their lives. Don't just allow the government to assign and delegate what position your children should take in life and to construct an education system to lead them towards being a functional little cog in the big machine. It's our failure to look at the education system that way, which has allowed the education system to degrade to the point that it has. You know, we need to get involved. And it's the same with our politicians. The fact that these people are sitting in offices behind desks shows you that they are your employees. That's why they are sitting in these managerial positions to assign and delegate and to manage infrastructure for you in a responsible way. And they're not doing it. Exhibit A, the earth. Have a look at the place. Have a look at the country that you live in. Have a look at the way you struggle because of what your government has done. And then when people want to combat this, you get movements rise up like Antifa. Are you serious? You really think this is going to combat government? You really think that this fascist movement is combating fascism? It's not. It's promoting fascism and it's bringing about more government lockdown. That's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to take responsibility for yourselves, get involved, and stop complying with anything which causes you to step outside your moral compass. That would make a huge difference. But of course, the government can see that so many people are annoyed, so many people are seeing through the veil now. I mean, the Trump presidency has really exposed a lot of things, and even those people who supported Trump can see, well, he's floundering, so they're all rising up in support of him. It's all theatre anyway. But in this sort of an environment, it's just a simmering pot that's ready to boil over at any minute. So, of course, you need to create a pressure relief valve, and that is Antifa, a big anti-government movement which is actually being controlled by the government because all opposition will be controlled. That's the way it is. And people use that to try to vilify the independent media and say, oh, all the voices speaking out against government, they're all controlled opposition. It doesn't work that way, folks. People like myself and other independent media out there who are speaking out against this system are not controlled opposition, but things like the Antifa movement most definitely is controlled opposition. That's what it's for. And all of this is theatre. There are so many plays, and this whole Trump presidency has been a play. The whole thing has been a theatrical movement to bring the world exactly to where it is now. And they've tried everything. They've brought literally everything out of the bag with this one. You know, war with North Korea, the whole escalation of the war in Syria after saying it was going to be de-escalated. He's even sending more troops to Afghanistan now. Everything they can do to keep people distracted, keep people looking everywhere, keep people from noticing what's going on around them, what's going on right beneath their feet. And of course, just as people are ready to rise up, you create a movement like the Antifa movement so people can go and get involved in something and believe they're making a difference, but it's all controlled and it's all leading towards the same agenda, which is simply more lockdown, more rights for the government, less rights for the people. And this is going to continue until people realize that what is running government is just people too. It's just people, you know. I'd like to see everybody step away from this political system and just call these criminals out for what they are. You know, we're not going to get anywhere, and I've said this so many times in the past, we're not going to get anywhere until we realize that we've got a criminal class that's running the world. We've got a criminal kakistocracy which has maneuvered themselves into positions of power, but they're just people. That's all they are. They're just people. All these wars are contrived by people. All of these crimes are committed by people. All of this milking of the wealth and of the creative potential of humanity, all this genetic modification of humanity that's going on, this is all being run by people. Whatever you think the force is behind it, the hands that are carrying out all the acts are the hands of men and women. That's who's doing it all. And we need to pull back from it all and stop complying with it. Stop being led into these ridiculous sociopathic mind states that we get led into. In Australia now, they've totally increased the induction of women into the army. And you've got women out there, these social justice warriors and these feminists and these ridiculous women out there saying, oh, we need equality in the armed forces. We need more women on the front line. What on earth do you want to put women on the front line for? You want to get mothers and creators of life and turn them into murderers. Why would you want to do this? Why would any woman want to go and fight in the army and think she was doing it to become equal to men and to have equal rights? And why would there be some woman out there promoting women being in the military and being on the front line and saying that we need it because they have just as many skills as men and we need equality? What a stupid, incredibly moronic person to even be having such thoughts. It's absolutely ridiculous. War is contrived. War is ridiculous. War is fought by psychopaths for psychopaths. War is fought for bankers. It's all fought under false pretenses. There is no reason for anyone to have war. People should be pulling away from the military in droves. And here we have this brain-dead Australian woman actually promoting women joining the military and saying it's a good idea. Unbelievable, folks. If you know anybody that wants to join the military, don't let them. If you have anybody in the family who wants to join the military, don't let them. Don't support the military. Don't support war. Don't support anything that leads to war. Don't support factories that make military parts. Quit your job if you work for one. Go and get another job. Everybody needs to stop supporting these systems and stop complying with these systems and stop complying with what government wants them to do simply because government writes it down on paper. The world is run by criminals, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got an opportunity to turn that around right now. You know, it's become revealed. The veil has fallen down. So many people can see it now, which is exactly why movements such as the Antifa movement have been created, to try to curtail this, to try to control this. This is exactly why there's been so much division interjected into the truth movement lately, just to keep the people fighting about the shape of the earth or whatever, to stop people looking around at what is going on right beneath their feet and joining together as one respectful community to deal with the criminal class that is running this world. And there's been so much infiltration into this independent media. There's been so many bot attacks lately. If you noticed on YouTube and on Facebook, you'll get comments now which are single line comments or one paragraph comments made by channels with no subscribers, no content on the channel at all, new channels that have just opened, bot channels. They're just there to create division, create doubt in people's minds. All you got to do is go onto a channel on a good video, post one comment to create doubt in people's minds, and people reading the threads will take on that doubt and they'll pull back from the video. This is the way they do it. Massive bot increases, massive bot attacks across YouTube. Half of the people that you're arguing with on YouTube and on Reddit and on social media are not even people, ladies and gentlemen. Most of them are bots. Most of the ones that are speaking out and attacking you are bots anyway. And Google, YouTube and Facebook announced that they were doing this, so there's no question that this is what's going on. But there has been a massive increase in the last few weeks. Last week I had 5,000 subscribers deleted from my YouTube channel overnight. So it's just coming in leaps and bounds, folks. They're attempting to brush the truth aside and to keep people fighting amongst themselves as much as possible. We need to put all of this stuff down, put down all our belief systems, put down all our differences, allow people to disagree, allow people to think about different things, allow people to research different things, and realize that we have a common foe. We have a common foe, and we have a real focal point with this 5G and this smart grid being rolled out. And we have a common foe, which is the criminal class which is running this world. We need to address that fact, because if we do not address that fact, if we continue to pander to these criminals, to petition them, to speak nicely to them, to vote people in and vote people out, to join movements like Antifa and think we're going to make a difference, when all we have to do is stop complying with the system, then we're never going to get anywhere. You know, the whole Occupy movement, we didn't need to occupy Wall Street. We already occupy the entire earth. We just don't occupy ourselves. I've said this so many times. We need to occupy ourselves, and it would be easy for us to do. You know, we have all the tools here to do it now. We have all the opportunity to do it, but we need to get involved. We need to get involved with our community. We need to get involved with each other. Put down our differences in this independent media. Stop going down rabbit holes and allowing ourselves to be distracted by conspiracy entertainment and what is essentially conspiracy misdirection, and realize that it's time to get involved on the ground. That's the only way we're going to make a difference, folks. We can watch YouTube clips all we want. We can research the shape of the earth all we want. We can research who did what and who's going where and which secret societies are running things all we want. But until we choose to get involved on the ground, nothing is going to change. And we have a very, very short window to turn it around. And this may sound like fear-mongering, you know, but it's not. I mean, I've come onto this show for so long, for almost 10 years now. I've been coming onto this show and I've been attempting to empower people. You know, I've managed to bring people a lot of really negative information, but I can always turn the shows around and turn it into something empowering at the end. So that now you've got the information, then you've also got the means out of the information. You've got the means to know what to do with the information and how to get ourselves out of this position that we're in. A lot of people don't hear that bit, but it's always been there. But it gets to the point where how positive can you pretend to be all the time? I mean, I could come on here and I could bring you really positive, enlightening shows and try to make you feel all empowered. And I do that. I really do attempt to make people feel empowered in what I bring you. But you've got to know that the problem is there in order to fix the problem. And we have a very, very short window. Like I said, I've been coming on and doing this for nearly 10 years now, but the window is closing. You know, I tried to be calm and I tried to keep it empowering and keep it in a really positive way. But it gets to the point, I mean, we've got a very short window left, and if people are not prepared to act, then it's going to close. The window is going to close. And if people cannot stop fighting with each other, well, then that's it. There's not going to be any way out, because that is the main tool that is used against us, infighting, divide and conquer. It's the best strategy they've ever had. It is so effective, and it is working to their advantage right now, and it is so apparent in the independent media, and it is so important that people see this and allow people to think differently. It doesn't matter if some channel disagrees with what some other channel says. It doesn't mean that one is working for the government. It just means people are going down different fields of research, different avenues of exploration. That's all it means. But ultimately, that mystery exists and that problem exists. That issue they're attempting to deal with exists because of this criminal cacistocracy that is running the world. So let's all pay attention to that, because once we do that, we can heal all the other problems by default. It'll all collapse like a house of cards once we deal with the root cause of the problem, which is the criminal cacistocracy and ultimately our failure to see the power in ourselves to simply step back and pull away from this system and refuse to comply with anything which causes harm, injury, or death, anything which causes us to step outside our moral compass. You know, if you really want to change the world, folks, that's the way to do it, and it's really, really very, very simple. Perhaps that's what gets me so frustrated sometimes on these shows. Perhaps that's what gets me so frustrated sometimes with the comments that I receive on YouTube and the comments that I receive on Facebook and just in social media in general. You know, people want a solution, but they're so locked into their belief systems. Everybody wants the solution to be handed to them. People seem to just have lost their connection to what they are and what this world is. And this is something that I've attempted to stress on the radio shows and something that I've attempted to stress in all my films for so many years. You know, in 2012, I put out a film, The Awakening, where I attempted to help people understand the emotional relationship they have to reality, the emotional relationship they have to the people around them and to life in general. You know, how life is simply an artistic expression of creation. That's what all of us are. We are all artistic expressions of creation, and we're being led away from that. And if we could just simply get that back in our education system, if we've ever had it at all. But if we were to structure an education system which nurtured creative potential in people, we would reach incredible heights. Humanity would reach incredible heights, and everything that's being done to us now is being done to limit that creative potential and to lead us into a state where we're simply becoming automatons. That's what's happening. And everything that is being presented to us under the veil of convenience and under the veil of clever little toys and clever little apps on our phones, such as this replica application and the Google personal assistants, all of this stuff is designed to remove us of our life skills and to create more narcissistic personalities within people, to further separate us, because it is through that separation that the control grid is able to be perpetuated. It's through that separation that we even need government. You know, government, we only really need government to protect us from other countries, and we only really need protection from these other countries because of the wars that our governments create between each other. The whole thing's done to create the specter of a villain so that you believe that you need someone to look after you, but you don't. You know, we don't need government to be there at all. All we need is people that are responsible, that can manage the flow of infrastructure, manage the smooth running of infrastructure. You know, if we didn't have a situation where we're all kept in scarcity and we're all kept in fear of the guy over the fence coming to attack us, then we wouldn't need any of this. We wouldn't be in the situation that we're in, and all of it is contrived. All of it is a result of media propaganda and government corruption. And all of the legislation that's put in place to protect you or to make society safe, well, that's what you're told it's for. That's not what it's there for at all. It's there to limit your potential and to keep you away from the areas they don't want you to go in, because these areas are basically being strip mined all around the world. Now, all of the resources of this world are being just strip mined and taken somewhere. Where they're being taken is anybody's guess. I can't see how we're using them all ourselves. This is something that I've spoken about for years as well. But where they are all going is another question. You know, and what this world is another question. I think that this world is very, very different to what we've been led to believe it is. Do I think it's flat? No, I don't. Do I think it's a spinning ball? No, I don't. I don't think it's either of those things. I think it's something very, very different to what anybody would believe it to be. But I don't believe that either. I just suggest that such is the case. But again, I can't prove any of it, so I don't bother arguing about it. I don't bother going down these rabbit holes because it's counterproductive. It doesn't lead anywhere, because all of these rabbit holes exist and all these questions exist again because we live in a totally corrupt, totally controlled system where nobody really knows what's going on at all. And all we seem to be interested in doing to try to find a way out is fighting with each other. And that is the very thing that is keeping us in the system. But now is the time for change, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, everything I've done with the shows over the years, I've attempted to empower people to help them understand that we're all people. We're all equal on this earth. We all have value. And all the people in government are just people too. The government is just an idea. It's just a meme. It's just a concept. It's just things that people write on paper that we believe is real and we believe must control our lives because we somehow believe in the written word. When these spells are cast, we just go into the magic spell and we buy into that reality for no real apparent reason. It's always seemed strange to me. Ever since I was a young child, it seemed very strange to me how much people just comply with what they're told and comply with what is written down. But really, it's just words on paper. It doesn't mean anything. We have a real opportunity here, ladies and gentlemen. We just have to step back from this system and realize what's going on here. And that's what all of it has been about. And I guess I get a little frustrated sometimes because, well, you know, the window is closing. It really is. And I've attempted to be empowering the whole time. But sometimes I just want to get up on top of the rooftops with a megaphone and start screaming out, "Wake up," at the top of my voice. I really do. Sometimes it gets incredibly frustrating. And dealing with the trolls and dealing with the infighting is one of the most frustrating things that I've had to deal with in the last few years. And it really has escalated in the last few years. Knowing now that a lot of it is bot attacks is actually quite empowering and quite a nice thing to know. It was nice of Google and Facebook to announce that they were going to release these bots to prevent the spread of fake news and stuff on YouTube and fake news on social media. And now we sort of know who we're dealing with, and it's a lot easier not to get involved in chat threads when they become these negative chat threads. And it's a lot easier not to just look at these negative comments that are posted on other people's threads. But everybody is getting it. Everybody is getting attacked. And I would suggest, folks, that if you're looking for who the real truthers are on YouTube, and if you're looking for the shills and the government agents, the ones who are attacking everybody else, they are the shills and government agents. The ones that are attacking people because they disagree with their particular opinion or disagree with someone else's opinion, the ones that are out there casting doubts against others are the government agents. Because ultimately we all have a common foe, and it doesn't matter what field of research anybody is indulging in, that field of research and that mystery exists because of government corruption, and we're all addressing that government corruption regardless of the field of research we're looking into. If you're exposing something that's covered up, That's a good thing. It doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter if someone else disagrees with it. Doesn't matter if someone else is going down a different pathway and exposing something else. It's still a good thing if it's the truth and it's being exposed. But just because people disagree with other people's fields of research, it doesn't make them agents. And that's where you're finding the agents, folks. If you really want to know who the agents are, it's the ones that are naming other people, because that only creates division, and division is the government's greatest tool. Distrust in the minds of people and infighting about small details is their greatest asset, and anyone who is promoting that type of a mindset is doing the government's work for them, and that's a really good rule of thumb to stick by when looking for truthful information on the internet and on YouTube. And look, even saying that, a lot of people who might be agents and doing the government's work for them may not even realize that they're doing it. The problem is a lot of people allow their egos to get involved. They'll go down a rabbit hole, they'll get information that works for them, and then they'll put it out there and they'll think, oh, well, this guy isn't speaking about this, so therefore he's an agent. And then they'll use someone's name to create a video and put it out there, and they'll get an audience because they've used someone of prominence's name to do it. And really all they're doing is putting it out there to create distrust. And you're seeing it not just about me, but about a lot of people. A lot of people who are making a difference, you'll find that suddenly there'll be videos appear on YouTube that will start detracting from what they're doing and start defaming them and casting doubts on their personality. It's because they've reached a large subscriber base. They're starting to actually make a difference. People are listening to them. And so the job of the agent is to go out there and cast doubts in the minds of people. And a lot of people that do that, again, they're not doing it because they're paid by the government to do so. They're just programmed to act in this way. They get to a certain point of knowledge. Their ego takes over. And so they find a way into the movement that they can see, sometimes because they just want the profit from YouTube or whatever. A lot of people have monetized their accounts. That's something that I've never done, ladies and gentlemen. I have never, ever monetized my YouTube account because that's not what it's about, and I want people to know that's not what it's about. But again, you'll get people to do this, and they'll piggyback off someone else's name to jump on there, but they'll do it by creating doubts about that person. And this is a standard government ploy. This is a standard way of creating doubts in the minds of people and stirring up infighting and just keeping people distracted. That way, if you're making a difference, you've suddenly got to deal with all these trolls. You've got to deal with all this hate mail. You start losing the support that you're getting from people because someone's been out there casting doubts. It's a standard tried and true method. This is exactly what the government does to upset the apple cart. It's a standard CIA disruption tactic. And this is all the sort of stuff we're dealing with, and we've been dealing with it for a long time. It's just becoming much more overt now, and it's becoming far more obvious. I think they're really becoming quite sloppy in their procedures, and a lot of people have been rising above it, and that's a good thing to see as well. But anyway, folks, I think we're getting very close to the end of the show here. Sorry it's been such a negative in-your-face show today. A bit of a personal show again. I have been getting a lot of stuff off my chest, I guess, and that's just the way it goes. But sometimes things just need to be said, and well, I hope I didn't offend too many people, but we do have some serious issues that do need to be dealt with, ladies and gentlemen, and as much as I want to keep the shows positive and empowering, it is very important to pay attention to what is happening around us and realize that we have a very, very short window to turn things around. But we are getting very close to the end of the show. Just a reminder that I will be speaking at the Open Mind Conference in Denmark on the 16th and 17th of September this year. I'm also speaking at the Truth and Freedom Summit in Swindon on the 1st of October. I'm also going to be doing a combo workshop in Hawaii in November. I do urge you to get involved in that. And I'm going to be doing a appearance at the Open Mind Conference in Ireland next year as well, early next year. I'm not quite sure of the date yet. That appearance will be via Skype, but I am going to be getting a video together soon to promote that event, and I'll be preparing some sort of a presentation which will be unique to that event anyway, but unfortunately I will not be able to make it to Ireland at the time. I believe I may even be in Hawaii in March. If not, then I will likely be in Peru, but wherever it will be, it's certainly going to be a long way from Ireland. But it would be great to see anybody who wants to come along to those events. Again, that is the Open Mind Conference in Denmark on the 16th and 17th of September, and the Truth and Freedom Conference in Swindon on the 1st of October, and the Combo Workshop in Hawaii which will be happening through the month of November. The first workshop is taking place between the 4th and the 10th of November. After that, I will be returning to Peru for a couple of months, and I will try to get shows out to you as regularly as I can during all of this traveling that I've got coming up. There'll be a couple of periods here where I'm traveling between here and Holland around about the 9th of September. I'm not sure what date that is at the moment, whether that's a weekend or not, but I will probably have to miss out on one or two shows over the next month just because I do have a lot of traveling coming up. But it's been a pleasure coming and speaking to you again today, folks. Thank you to all those who show support to the website. Thank you to all those who subscribe to the Patreon account. That is the only thing that keeps the show going, so I cannot thank you enough for that. And again, I'm sorry there has been so much negative in your face information on the show today, but well, it's just stuff that needed to be said, and hopefully there were some solutions in there for you as well. But that is it for me, folks. I'm completely out of time. I'll look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take very good care until then, my friends. In Lakesh.